Scripture reading, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Devotional. One of my favorite sayings comes from a story in the Desert Fathers about a 4th-century monk named John the Short. A jealous fellow monk once approached John as he was teaching at the front of the church. The monk said, "John, your cup is full of poison." John answered, "Yes, it is. But you said that when you could only see the outside. I wonder what you would say if you saw the inside." John the Short is not defensive in his response. He does not attack the monk or fire off a joke to deflect the conversation away from himself. He courageously admits his vulnerability and what he knows to be true about himself. Like the Apostle Paul, he affirms, "I am the worst of sinners," 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. John the Short didn't retreat into a self-protective shell and stop serving others. Rather, he remained open and vulnerable to the one who criticized him. If our desire is to lead and serve others, we have to come to grips with this plain, hard fact. The degree to which we ignore sinful, ugly parts of ourselves is the degree to which our ability to love and lead others is limited and impaired. Question to consider: what might it look like for you to respond to criticism in the non-defensive, humble way John the Short did? Prayer. Father, when I feel attacked, all I want to do is defend myself and attack back. I ask that you fill me with a profound sense of your love today, and do a work in me to change my defensiveness to humility, that your tenderness and love might flow through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.